This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So there's a very interesting diak from the Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Ches, V'haya kol ha'noshuch, v'ra oisai v'chai. So it says, V'haya kol ha'noshuch. Anyone who was bit, if he would see the Nechash ha'nechoshes, if he would see the copper snake, he would live. What is the Torah coming, l'rabois, V'haya kol ha'noshuch? Likewise, there's a question that we have a principle that the word Vayehi is a Lashon of Tsar. Even though in the Gemara, Vayehi is only considered a Lashon of Tsar, the Gemara says if it's combined with the word Bimei, but there are Midrashim that Vayehi in general is a Lashon of Tsar, and the word Vahaya is a Lashon of Simcha. So the Pasuk says, Vahaya kal hanashuch, anyone who's bitten, and it will be. It would not seem that the word Vahaya would be the appropriate word to use in reference to those who are bitten. Being bitten by a snake is not a very happy occasion. It should say Vayehi kol ha'noshuch, not Vahaya. So the Meshech Chachma says as follows: what if you had a guy who had a different illness, a terrible illness, and maybe he was about to die? What would happen if he would be bitten by one of the snakes and then he would look at the copper snake? Then perhaps that copper snake would not only heal him from his snake bite, but would heal him from his other illness as well. Well, says the Meshech Chachma, that is the kol ha'noshuch. Anyone who's bit by the snake, if he would look at the copper snake, he would live, even somebody who had a different illness. Based on this diuk of kol, the Meshech Chachma is Moisif, this explains the word vehaya, and that is somebody who had a different illness. If he would look at the snake, he was cured from his other illness, and therefore for him, being bitten by the snake was a great simcha. Not only was it a simcha for him, vachai, but it was even a simcha for him that he was nashuch. Hence the Pasuk says, V'haya kol ha'noshuch, anyone who was bit. Because for these people, it was the simcha not only to be healed, but to be bitten by this snake in the first place.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.